If there is one question that crosses the mind of every single person at one time or another in their lives, it's got to be, why am I here? This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called, What on Earth Am I Here For? In these lessons, Rick will help us to discover the one-of-a-kind purpose that God has for each of our lives. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a beautifully illustrated devotional for children by Pastor Rick. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called, Why God Made You.
Now, here's the question. How does God teach us the fruit of the Spirit? How does God make us like Jesus? Like, for instance, if God wants to turn me into a great loving person, a real lover, what am I doing? I'm just kind of walking down the street one day, and all of a sudden, zap, I'm zapped with love. And I love everybody. And just call me Buddy Love, you know? No, it doesn't happen that way. There's no pill you can take that's going to make you patient for the rest of your life or loving for the rest of your life or faithful for the rest of your life. There's no seminar. There's no book. There's no experience that's going to zap you, and all of a sudden, you're like Jesus, and you never have a problem, and you're never tempted again. It's a lifelong process, becoming like Jesus. That process is called discipleship. Worship, fellowship, discipleship are the first three purposes of life. Know and love God, learn to love others, and grow up like Christ. And that it takes time, and it takes, and God, how does God do it? He puts you in the exact opposite situation. Now, it's easy to love people who are lovely. If God's going to teach you real love, he's going to put you around unlovely people so that you have to learn to love. Love is a choice. It's easy to love people who are cool like you. No, if God's going to teach you real love, he puts you around some people that are difficult to love. They're hard to love. When they talk, they spit on you and, you know, that kind of stuff. And they irritate you and they get in your face and they talk too much and on and on and on and on. And they irritate you and they're like heavenly sandpaper. God's teaching you love. How about joy? How does God teach you joy? Joy is different than happiness. Happiness depends on happenings. If things are going good in your life, you're happy. Things are going bad, you're unhappy. Happiness depends on circumstances. I go to Disneyland and I'm happy. The happiest place on earth. When I come out, I realize how much I spent. I'm not happy. I spent way too much money in the happiest place on earth. And it didn't last. But before I get to the goofy parking lot, I'm already sad again. Joy is different from happiness. Joy is internal and joy is eternal. You learn joy in the middle of grief. I could talk to you a lot about that one. How to learn joy in the middle of grief. Patience. How does God teach you patience? By testing it. By irritations, by chaos. It's easy to be patient and at peace when everything's going your way. If you're on a backpacking thing up in the Colorado Rockies and you're in a beautiful stream fly fishing, you go, it doesn't get any better than this. And anybody can be peaceful and patient when things are going your way, but real peace and real patience is learned in the middle of chaos. Peace is learned in the middle of difficulty. How does God teach you patience? Department of Motor Vehicles. All right. Traffic jams. Doctors' waiting rooms. Have you ever been in a hurry and God's not? When you're sitting in God's waiting room and you've asked for God to answer prayer and God doesn't seem to be in any hurry to answer it, and you say, God, I need this right now, and God just doesn't seem to be in any hurry, you're in God's waiting room. What's he doing? He's trying to teach you patience. One time I was going through some really bad trials, bad difficulties, and I prayed, God, I need patience. And instead of the problems getting better, they got worse. And then I prayed, God, I need patience, and they got more worse. I said, God, I really, really need patience, and they got really bad. And after about 6 months, I realized I'm a lot more patient than when I started out 6 months ago. And so God wants to make character in your life. That's why you have problems. If you had no problems, if you got every prayer instantly answered, like a, you know, vending machine, you put in the prayer and pull out the cigarettes or whatever, a vending machine will give you bad stuff. God won't. If you got everything you want, everything went your way, you had no problems, you would be a spoiled brat. Self-centered brat. And the whole goal of life is learning unselfishness. Learning it's not about you. Some people never learn that. It's not about you. So most people end up at the end of their life still thinking it's all about me. It's not about you. It's about learning to love God and learning to love other people. And that's where fulfillment and joy and purpose comes from. We must become, think and act like Jesus Christ. Now this is a lifelong journey. Look at the next verse, 2 Corinthians 3:18. As the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more and more, in other words, progressively, it's a transition, more and more like him. So what does God do to make you like Jesus? He uses truth, you're listening to it right now. He uses trouble, he uses trials. God uses temptations to make you like Jesus. Why? Jesus was tempted. Temptation is just a choice. You say, well, it's a choice to do bad. Well, it's also a choice to do good. It's just a choice. And every time you have a temptation, when you choose to do bad, you know, you're defeated. When you choose to do good, you grow. So temptation, every time you have a temptation and you respond correctly, you actually grow. You grow more like Jesus. He uses people. What am I saying? You know those problems you don't like in your life? Every problem has a purpose. And that purpose is to make you like Jesus. There is no situation in your life you cannot grow from if you'll just trust Jesus and if you'll just learn to respond in the right way. So I want you to write this down. The third purpose of my life is to grow up spiritually. First I'm born again, then I grow up. And God wants you to grow up, and he wants you to develop spiritual depth. Is it possible to grow old without growing up? Yeah, again, don't look at them. But you know people who are growing older every day and not growing up. And they're stuck in perpetual adolescence or stuck in perpetual infancy. One of the biggest problems in America today is shallow living. One of the most biggest problems in America today is immature people who refuse to grow up. We are a nation of spiritual babies. What is the hallmark of a spiritual baby? Babies are 100% self-centered. A baby can't think of anybody else. All it can think about is me, my needs. I want it now. Babies don't know the difference between no and not yet. Babies don't know how to delay gratification. Babies have to have instant fulfillment. Babies have to have focused on their feelings, short-term thinking, manipulated by their moods. I've got to have it now. That sounds like American culture. We have a very immature spiritual baby culture where everybody wants to talk about my rights. I got to do what's best for me and not their responsibilities. God says, I want you to grow up. Mark chapter 4, verse 17, talks about shallow people. It says, some people have such a shallow soil of character that when their emotions wear off, praise the Lord, and difficulty arrives, there's nothing to show for it. They're fair weather believers. So my first purpose is to know him and love him back. Then God formed me for his family. My second purpose is to get in his family, the church, and learn how to love other people. Then God created me to become like Christ. And the third purpose of life is he wants me to grow up spiritually. He wants me to grow up spiritually. You might write that down. Then number four, the fourth purpose of life is once you begin to know God and love God and you begin to grow in God, then he wants you to learn to serve him. And here's the fourth thing. God shaped me to serve him. God shaped me to serve him.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Pastor Rick says that it's vitally important for children to understand that they are not an accident, and that even before the universe was created, God had a plan and a purpose for each one of them in mind. This is the reason he created the Purpose Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. This special resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick Warren's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose Driven Life, but delivers them as devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, little ones will thrive on the wisdom that has helped millions of readers throughout the world. We'll send the Purpose Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children to you today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Make sure you get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, and nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood. They will be blessed by this amazing resource. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com. There's only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait.
Did you know that you were made for a mission? You were. In fact, God gave you unique talents and experiences so that you can help other people. If you want to learn how to share the hope of Jesus while tackling some of the biggest needs in today's society, join Pastor Rick Warren at the very first Made for a Mission conference. It's happening October 1st through 3rd at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. At this conference, we'll help you figure out what God shaped you to do and show you how to do it. Whether it's helping vulnerable children find families, promoting reconciliation, or tackling poverty, you'll get the tools you need to change your community and your world. This is not just an inspirational conference. You'll walk away with real skills to start making an impact. For more information and to register, visit madeformission.church. Again, that's madeformission.church.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
God shaped me to serve him. And he uniquely shaped you in a way like no one else. There are no two people on the planet the same. You are unique in every single way. You have a unique voice print. You have a unique eye print. You have a unique thumbprint, fingerprints. You have a unique footprint. You have a unique chemistry. You have a unique heartbeat. No heart beats exactly the same as any others. God creates every snowflake different. God overdoes it in diversity and variety. God does not clone anything. Humans do, but God never copies and never clones. So nobody in history before you will ever be like you, and nobody after you in eternity, in the future, will ever be like you. And God uniquely shaped you to fulfill a unique purpose here on the planet Earth. And this is the contribution he wants you to make. Now remember that in heaven, one of the things you're going to do is you're going to serve God. And so God wants you to learn to practice here. Now, here's what the Bible says, Psalm 139, verse 13. You shaped me, God, first inside and then out, and you formed me in my mother's womb. Now, here at Saddleback, we use a little acrostic to say the unique shape that God has given you, S-H-A-P-E, spiritual gifts, heart, ability, personality, and experiences. These are five categories where you're different in every area there from everybody else. For instance, God has given you unique spiritual gifts. You're gifted in some areas, and you don't even realize it, and one of the things about giftedness is you're good at some stuff, and you think everybody's good at it, but they're not. You're good at it. And then God gives you a unique heart. What is your heart? That's your passion. Your passion is what you love to do. Gifts is what you're good at. Passion is what you love to do. Have you ever realized that the reason you like some things and don't like some things is God gave you that shape? Why are some things really interesting to you and other things bore you to tears? Because of your heart, your emotional, your passion. Why are some things, some hobbies you're interested in, others you couldn't care less about? Some things wind your crank and turn you on. Some things bore you to tears. God made us all with different hearts, emotional hearts. We all like to do different things. Why? That way everything gets done. If everybody liked to do the same thing in life, there'd be a lot left undone. So God gives us all different interests and different hearts. That came from God. We're given different abilities. Some of you are really good at math. Some of you stink at math. You should never look at a number. You're just not good at it. Some of you are good with words, and others, you're not good with words. You may be good with plants. You may be good with animals. You may be good with people. Some of you are good at drawing, and some of us are just stick figure kind of people. You may be good at music. You may be good at mechanics. There are literally thousands of different kinds of abilities, and that's what shapes you. And then there's your personality. We all have different personalities. Some people like routine. Some people like, they want to do the same thing every day. Some people like variety. They want to do something different every day. Some people like to work in a group, and some people like to work on their own. That's personality. Some of you are morning songbirds, and some of you are night owls, okay? How many of you are morning people? You like, it's like up into the pool, let's get going, man. You're morning people, all right? How many of you are night owls? You say, I don't believe in God before 11 a.m. Yeah. Here, now, let me let you in on a little secret. Morning people always marry night people. It's God's sense of humor. Opposites attract, then opposites attack. And God puts you together and goes, this will be fun. Watch the sparks will fly. This will be really cool. And the reason why is we need each other's differences. If you married somebody identically like you, you're going to be bored with them and you can't grow. The greater your differences, the greater the potential for growth, the greater you can become like Jesus Christ. Now, God says, I've shaped you to serve me. And then the last thing he says, I give you experiences, S-H-A-P-E. Every experience in your life shapes you, the good ones and the bad ones. And God uses family experiences you had growing up, even bad ones and painful ones. He uses them for good. He uses family experiences. He uses vocational experiences, the job you had, educational experiences, the stuff you learn in school and outside of school, spiritual experiences, personal experiences, emotional experiences. But the number one thing God uses in your life to shape you for serving him is painful experiences. God whispers to us in our pleasure, but he shouts to us in our pain. Pain is God's megaphone. Pain is how God gets your attention. We don't change when we see the light. We change when we feel the heat. And God says, yes, I even use the painful experiences. I don't plan them. We live on a broken planet. You're going to have plenty of painful experiences caused by other people and by yourself. But God says, I can even use that to shape you to serve me. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says this. God made us what we are. That's, he shaped us. And in Christ Jesus, God made us to watch TV all day. Well, that's not what it says. Play video games. No, it doesn't say that. God made us to what? What? I can't hear you. Would you circle that phrase? God made us to do good works. This is the fourth purpose of your life. God made you to do good works. Now, the word for do good works in the Bible is called ministry. You have a ministry on earth. Not everybody's a pastor, but everybody has a ministry. Your ministry is anytime you use your shape, that's your talent, your abilities, all your personality, to help other people in God's name, that's called a ministry. God wants you to practice on earth what you're going to do in heaven. Okay, now let's just review. Remember, you're going to love God in heaven. You're going to worship in heaven. So God wants you to practice here. You're going to love other people in heaven in fellowship with God's family. So God wants you to practice loving people in the family of God here, real people. You're going to grow in heaven. So God wants you to grow, learn to grow like Jesus here. In heaven, you're going to serve God. What's he want you to do here? Practice. So again, when you get there, you already know how to serve God. See, a lot of people have this false idea about heaven. They think that you're going to sit around and do nothing in heaven. You're just going to sit around and do nothing. Boring. No, you're going to do stuff in heaven. You're going to serve God in heaven, but you're going to love to do it. In fact, let me just say this. Everything you've learned about heaven in movies is 100% wrong. There has never been a movie ever made that got heaven right. None, zero, nada, zip. Every movie that has ever been made about heaven is wrong. Not one is right. How do I know that? Because the Bible says nobody understands how cool heaven is. The Bible says it's so cool you can't even imagine it. The Bible says it like this. Eye has not seen, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who love him. You can't even imagine how cool heaven's going to be because it's like an ant trying to understand the internet. You don't have the brain capacity. Here on earth, we're limited to three dimensions.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that they are not an accident, and that even before the universe was created, God had a plan and a purpose for each of them in mind. This is the reason he created the Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. This special resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick Warren's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as devotions that speak directly to daily challenges kids face. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, little ones will thrive on the wisdom that has helped millions of readers throughout the world. We'll send you the Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Make sure you get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There's only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to share a letter from a listener named Joanne, who wanted to make sure that her neighbor understood what it means to have a relationship with Jesus. Now, I've edited Joanne's letter to help with the flow, but here's what she writes. Dear Pastor Rick, this morning my neighbor and I were listening for the second time to the last segment from the What on Earth Am I Here For DVD study kit. Now, we've been going through this study for the last 8 weeks in a small group, but the two of us listened again to this segment because I wanted to make sure that my neighbor understood her salvation and that she had perfect assurance that she was saved, that there was no doubt in her mind. Well, we had a wonderful session. As we watched you teach us how to have a relationship with Jesus and how to believe God's promises to know for sure that we are saved for eternity. Well, Pastor Rick, we bowed our heads as you led in that salvation prayer. And when the DVD was over, we reviewed what we had learned. And now my neighbor knows for absolute certainty that she's a child of God. She's saved. She's going to heaven. And next week, we're going to start the Healing Choices DVD study kit, which we're both very excited to start this new study. Well, Joanne, I am overwhelmed by your note, and thank you so much for taking the time to write me. I love reading these letters, for caring enough about your neighbor that you made extra sure that she understood the most important thing in life, how to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ, how to follow him on a daily basis. So thank you for your encouragement. I'm glad I'm encouraging you, but you are encouraging me. And may God continue to use all the resources that Daily Hope produces to help you and others win our friends to Christ.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.